Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
Faisal, I had a unique experience recently. I turned 55.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, and it was a bit weird because you, I mean, I tell you about all my experiences because you're looking into your future here. But, you know, I joked a little bit about it, but I actually can get seniors discounts now. And as fun as that is, it weighs on me a little bit.
I am so excited for this because now I get 10% off at the pharmacy whenever I go with you.
I know.
The good thing is I get 10% off. The bad thing is I have to hang out with you a bit more. But I like this. This is like discounts for Faisal.
Well, I love the financial benefits of it to the extent I can help you. But it is, you know, it has affected the way I think a little bit. And it weighs on me sometimes. I go, wait a minute, I can't reconcile 55. For, you know, the guy I think is still 25.
So how does it feel when you go to the back of the menu to pick out what you want to eat?
Well,
because it's a bit cheaper.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is I can't even see it anymore. So I got to get the phone out and enlarge it.
Got
There's
you.
All kinds of weird stuff
got
that's
you.
Going
got
on.
Got you. So, you know, aging and now that marker that you picked, 55 being a concern, you know, we want to talk about, you know, that's a big impact.
It's
a mindset that people get through. And I think we need to have a bit of a discussion as people go through this phase we call aging or retirement.
And how you think about age. Michael Taylor is joining us today. He's a life coach, and he's also the author of I'm Not Okay With Gray, How to Create an Extraordinary Life After 50. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Glad to be here.
So tell me about my experience, Michael. Am I normal or, you know, what's going on here?
Well, you're normal, and that's the conversation that I'm trying to change because in the book, I talk about what I call the societal roller coaster. And I think what happens is most of us get on this roller coaster, don't even know we're stuck on it. And so the roller coaster tells us that, you know, when we're a certain age, we should do this. You know, if we, you know, we have all these rules, shall I say, that society puts out. And one of the rules is that getting older is a bad thing. And I completely disagree with that. I think we can actually get better as we move forward. Now, here's an interesting thing that a lot of people don't recognize. They are predicting within the next 20 years or so, 20 to 30 years, the average lifespan is going to get to be 110, 120 years old. Because of the advances we're making in medicine and science and technology, our lifespans are going to increase. So the question becomes, how are we going to live the second half of our lives? And I say it all begins with your mindset. And so what I've done is I've made a commitment to empower people to change their mindsets about aging so they can make the rest of their lives the best of their lives.
So Michael, I want to kind of challenge this because I'll tell you the story. I was in a restaurant yesterday and there was a individual and she had her child and her parent, okay? The way she spoke to her three-year-old child was the exact same way she spoke to her adult parent. And she said to that parent in the same tone as if it was a three-year-old, and that mindset of, I need to speak to you slower, you're not able to understand what's going on. That's the society viewpoint to some degree of what, as people age, they're not the same as they were. And so they should be treated differently or like when they were a child.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say mindset, what are a couple of pieces of information, ideas, or tips that you give out to in your book or to your audience on what's the few things that they can do that would help them with their mindset?
Well, first of all, we need to become aware of what we believe and why we believe it. Now, I'm 62, I'll be 63. I honestly feel like I'm still in my 30s. Now, I have an intention of living to be a minimum of 100 years old. That's just a goal of mine. I want to live to see three digits. So I have a mindset that's preparing me to move towards that. Now, I can't guarantee that I'm going to live to be 100. But it is that intention, it is that mindset that allows me to, number one, start taking better care of my health, becoming aware of what I'm putting in my mind, understanding what types of relationships I have. So I'm setting myself up to move toward that, but it begins with my willingness to look at what I believe about aging. And I think that's where it needs to start. Every individual needs to ask themselves, so what are my beliefs about aging? Do I believe that as I get older, I'm going to decline in my health? Am I going to decline in my mental facility? What, you know, what's the mindset? So I really challenge people to do that.
So I like what you did there. You picked an age you want to reach for. It's when we start planning for our clients' retirement plans, we have a a bias to plan for the long term, let's say 90, 95 years of age. But when we talk about longevity in a person's life, they're always playing the negative side of it. Or
yeah.
they don't think they're going to live forever unless there's longevity in the family. They're like, oh, my cousin twice removed had a heart attack at 60, therefore I'm going to live to 61 if I'm lucky. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. It's not how it works, right? That there's a lot more issues than for longevity. We always downplay our target age, but you actually upplayed your target age. How easy is it to make that transition to someone who's always thought they're going to pass away at a very younger age than what they normally do in reality? And how do they get over that little hurdle?
Well, let me tell you how my mindset changed. So when I was 23, I was living the American dream. I had the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids and all that. And by society standards, I was successful. Within about a 6-year time frame, that American dream turned into the American nightmare as I went through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, depression. I was homeless for 2 years living out of a car. And so I went through this amazing journey of transformation because most of my life I had been chasing money. I'd been chasing stuff. And what I realized after losing everything, that stuff wasn't the real issue. What I really wanted was to be happy. And so I needed to figure out how to be happy. And so that's when I went on this journey. Now, this journey was dealing with some childhood stuff, dealing with a bunch of emotional baggage that I had. So I had to be willing to kind of unpack a lot of that. But it really boiled down to the one thing I wanted more than anything was to simply be happy. And when I got to that point where I was happy, I went, oh, let me share what I learned along the way. And that's when I started writing books. So in answer to your question, what I do is one of the things that we seldom do as human beings is set intentions. Now, some people would call it goals. I like the word intention better. So I'm setting an intention to live to be 100. And in setting that intention, it completely changes how I see the world. Because now I'm looking at it, number one, from a positive perspective. I don't see getting old as a bad thing. I see it as a really good thing. And so that's the mind shift that I'm trying to get people to recognize.
Well, Michael, you started that transition arguably at a very early age. You started thinking about those things. So how do you coach a guy like me, right? I hit 55 and I'm a bit weirded out by this, I have to say. And to your point, I think fairly, I'm thinking about some of the negative stuff, right? Oh, you know, it's getting harder to lose weight. The working out kind of, it hurts a little bit more the day after, those kinds of things. So you start with a guy at my age. How do you change my perception? Where do I start to say, great, now I've got the flexibility of thought to go to 100, and that gives me a long runway from here?
Well, first of all, we have this idea in our society that there's a quick fix to everything, and we think there's instant, we want this instant gratification. We want to, boom, let's just take a pill and everything's going to be great. It doesn't work that way. It is a process of transforming how we think. And so that's why I'm such a huge proponent of books. I love reading books because it gives me information. And once I have that information and knowledge, then I can take it and apply it. And so that's why I write. So for you, you know, I recommend, look, my book or any book, but start changing our mindset because we've all heard the term G-I-G-O, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So what we're putting in our minds is going to lay the foundation for how we live our lives because what we think about, we bring about. And so if I'm thinking about the positive, if I'm focusing my attention on getting better, guess what happens? I start bringing that into my reality.
Love it. I think you're exactly right, actually. And I have started thinking about that. I talked to my wife about it, and that's what she says. Like, why, first of all, do you think about that? So it's that internal dialogue, I think, is an important piece of it. Absolutely. And then ultimately, if that internal dialogue is consistent, I'm hoping that I won't be so weirded out by the age, right?
I love the line, what we think about, we bring about. So for Dave, he needs to do that. You need to get Michael's book and take a look at it. Michael, if anybody wants a copy of your book, where do they find it?
Just go to coachmichaeltaylor.com. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, coachmichaeltaylor.com. And remember, guys, here's the thing. My tagline is, I am an irrepressible optimist with a passion for the impossible. And so basically what I'm suggesting is there are a lot more things that are right with the world than are wrong with it. And we can have complete control of our destiny if we're willing to change our mindsets.
Fantastic. If you want to also figure out a way to reach out with Michael and you want to go through us, by all means, we'd be happy to connect you with Michael, his book, and all of his entire program. Just go to morethanmoneyradio.com. It's been a very volatile 18, 24 months. People are concerned about longevity and how long their money will last for them. We've got a strategy in place. We can talk about that at our upcoming seminar. When is that?
It will be held Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.